今天我们所学习
from the Gospel of Luke，
我们来学习从这段经文看见主耶稣告诉我们什么是蒙福，什么是受咒诅。
Through this scripture, we'll learn what is blessing, what is curse.
好，我们从六章二十节要读到二十三节。
We'll start from verse six, chapter six, verse 20 to 23.
也或者读到二十六节。
To verse 26。
耶稣举目看着门徒说：“你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。”
Looking at his disciple, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God."
你们饥饿的人有福了，因为你们将要饱足；你们哀哭的人有福了，因为你们将要喜笑。
Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh.
人为人子恨恶你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，弃掉你们的名，以为是恶，你们就有福了。
Blessed are you who, when men hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man.
当那日，你们要欢喜跳跃，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。他们的祖宗代先知也是这样。
Rejoice in that day and live for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their fathers treated the prophets.
但你们富足的人有祸了，因为你们受过你们的安慰。
But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort.
你们饱足的人有祸了，因为你们将要饥饿；你们喜笑的人有祸了，因为你们将要哀痛哭泣。
Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep.
人都说你们好的时候，你们就有祸了，因为他们的祖宗代先知也是这样。
Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for that is how their fathers treated the false prophets.
这段圣经和马太福音五章到七章同样是主耶稣所讲的。
This scripture is kind of same as the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5-7 is all the speech of Jesus.
称之为登山宝训。
Is the Beatitudes.
马太记载的耶稣讲的话字数要比路加记得要多。
The words that contain in the book of Matthew has more than the books of Luke.
路加记的是一个短的版本。
The book of Luke is a shorter version.
我们知道这是有原因的。
And that's a reason.
耶稣讲道的时候，他用的是亚兰文。
When Jesus spoke, he used Aramaic.
可是马太和路加把耶稣讲的话翻译出来，印到圣经中间，是用的是希腊文。
But when Matthew and Luke wrote the Bible, they translated it into Great.
那么两个人的翻译这个是这个长短还有用词就有稍稍的有些不一样。
The length of the translation and the wordings they use will be slightly different.
我们知道说一篇重要的信息，耶稣不是只讲一次。
We all know that for the important message, Jesus will not only say once.
所以我们相信马太记的是耶稣讲的一次。
So we know that what Matthew recorded is what one version of Jesus' speech.
而路加所记的是耶稣所讲的另外一次。
What Luke recorded is another times when Jesus spoke about this.
路加是一个医生。
Luke is a doctor.
他很仔细的、很系统的把耶稣的话记录下来。
He is a very detailed and systematic man.
他把耶稣的一个讲论加上一个讲论。
He one of the message upon another message,
来告诉人耶稣就是弥赛亚
and tell people and Jesus is the Messiah.
耶稣是神成为肉身来到人的中间
Jesus is God become flesh and come to the peoples.
圣灵感动路加写这一卷书的负担，乃是要向着一般的人、普世的人，让他们认识耶稣基督就是我们的救主
The motivation of the Holy Spirit to move Luke to write this message is to let people to understand the gospel.
那么我们看见路加所记载的是非常的特别。
We understand that what Luke has written down is very special.
这个什么时候人这个贫穷啊、饥饿啊、忧伤啊、被人拒绝啊，是一个祝福的记号呢？
When does it say that when people become poor and sad and is a will become a blessing?
啊，什么时候富足啊？这个饱足快乐受人欢迎却是个咒诅呢
？Since when all the wealth and happiness and become a curse？
我们如果把这一章第六章整个读完了，你就明白耶稣所讲的确实是一个对照。
But we finish this chapter 6, we'll see the contrast.
他这里讲了一共有这个几个福，几个咒诅。
And there's a couple of blessing and couple of curse.
那么我们先看见说这里呢，第二十节，耶稣看举目看着门徒说，你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。
And at verse 20, Jesus said, looking at his disciple, he said,Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God.
原来主耶稣在这个第十七节给我们看见，耶稣已经拣选了十二个门徒做他的使徒。
In verse 17, Jesus already picked 12 disciples.
使徒是跟耶稣最亲密的一个团体。
The disciples are the a group of people who are closest to Jesus.
原来耶稣在山上。
And Jesus was at the top of the mountain.
然后呢，拣选这十二个这个使徒。
And he chose his 12 disciples.
这十二个使徒是做他的出来传福音代表他的。
And those are the 12 delegates for spreading the gospel.
他们成为主耶稣基督的训练出来的传道人。
They are the preachers who were trained by Jesus.
耶稣和他们在山上，然后下来到一个地方。
They came down from the mountains together.
然后有一大群的门徒跟随他。
And there's a lot of followers.
那么这些门徒跟使徒又有分别的。
And the disciples and the apostles are different.
这个门徒就是跟随耶稣的一帮人。
The disciples are people that following Jesus.
又看见耶稣有能力啊。
They saw the power of Jesus.
啊，能够赶鬼。
And they cast out the demon.
啊，能够胜过物质界的这个限制。
And have victory over the material world.
他能行神迹。
And he can perform the miracles.
这些人就被吸引，愿意来认识耶稣，就跟着耶稣。
So these people they were attracted to follow Jesus.
那么第三种人就是从各地方，圣经上说从许多地方。沿海的推罗西顿这些人都被吸引来听见耶稣想要来认识耶稣
There's a third group of people they're coming from Tyre and Sidon they're coming all the overseas to see Jesus
所以耶稣举目看着这一帮人
When people look at all these people
耶稣主要的讲这段话是对着中间的那些门徒们
And the main audience he target is the middle group the
他们为什么跟耶稣他们为什么跟随耶稣
？And why do they follow Jesus？
他们要得什么
？What do they want？
这是耶稣要很清楚告诉他们的。
And that's what Jesus want to tell them clearly。
那么你看见耶稣讲完这段话以后，来到第四十七节。
So after Jesus' speech, when you come to verse 47，
耶稣说：“凡来到我这里的，听见我的话去行的，我要告诉你，他们像什么人
？”I'll show you what he is like who comes to me。And hears my word and puts them into practice.
他像一个人盖房子，深深的挖地，把根基安在磐石上。到发大水的时候，水冲那个房子，房子总不能摇动，因为根基立在磐石上。
It's like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on the rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck and the house, but could not shake it because it was well built.
唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人在土地上面盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，随即倒塌了，并且那房子坏得很大。
But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck the house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete.
水在圣经里面有两方面的代表意义。
And waters in the scripture represent two things.
一方面代表给人生命。
One is that means the gift of life.
另外，水却代表整个的这个审判这个灭亡。
And another meaning is about judgment and destruction.
所以耶稣在这里讲得很清楚，什么人有得生命，什么人蒙福，什么人到最后灭亡了呢？
And Jesus says very clearly that who will be blessed, who will be cursed and die.
那就是蒙福和受咒诅这个对照。
That's the contrast between blessed and cursed.
在这段圣经里面，耶稣讲了四个福。
In this scripture, Jesus mentioned four blessings.
耶稣讲了四个咒诅。
And then four woes.
啊，在这里我们看见啊，跟人的想法、跟人的思想是完全相反的。
And it's quite contrary to what normal people think.
啊，耶稣在这里告诉我们的是，贫穷的人、饥饿的人、伤心的人、被人拒绝啊，反而是有福的。
And Jesus mentioned the blessing will are the ones who are poor, sick, and sad.
啊，人反而呢？那些饱足的反而受人欢迎的、快乐的他们却是蒙咒诅的。
For the wealthy or happy or praised by people, they are cursed.
这个蒙福这个字 bless 这个字希腊文是 makarios.
And the word bless in Greek is makarios.
意思就是最蒙神青睬的、most favored.
And that means the most favored from God.
那么在那个受咒诅的呢有祸了有祸了就是、在神的面前最没有益处的 most unfavored
So the word curse or woes mean that those persons are least favorite of God
耶稣在这里向门徒做了一个属灵的宣告
This is a spiritual proclamation from Jesus
贫穷的人有福
And the poor blessed are the one who is poor
饥饿的人有福
Blessed are those hunger.
哭泣的人有福。
Blessed are those who weep.
被人拒绝的人有福。
Blessed are those who was rejected.
而富有呢？
And blessed are those who are wealthy.
啊，快乐呢？
Those are with happiness.
啊，受欢迎呢？
Those are popular.
却是受咒诅的。
Are those who are cursed.
啊，我们先看一看耶稣所讲的第一个，贫穷的人有福了。
Let's look at the first one. The first blessing is the poverty.
我们好像不太明白耶稣为什么说贫穷的人有福了。
We might not understand exactly why Jesus says the poverty, a poor is a blessing.
我们都不喜欢穷，对不对？
We don't like to be poor.
我们世界上呢，都是盼望怎么去帮助穷人。
And we all looking into how to help the poor.
从贫穷到富有。
And from poor to rich.
世界上的人都不盼望一直活在这个贫穷中间。
Nobody likes to live in poverty all the time.
箴言三十章第七节，这个写诗的人他说：“我求神两件事，在我未死之前不要不赐给我。”
In Proverbs 37, two things I ask of you, O Lord, do not refuse me before I die.
是求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷。也不富足，赐给我需用的饮食。
Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread.
恐怕我饱足不认你说耶和华是谁，又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, "Who is the Lord?" Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my Lord.
这个人说：“主啊，不要给我贫穷。”
This say that no, do not give me poor.
如果我穷的话，我没有了，我就可能会想去偷。
Because when I'm poor, I may want to steal.
我就会亵渎你的名。
Maybe I will dishonor your name.
贫穷本身呢，不一定是个祝福。
Poverty itself may not be a blessing.
什么是主耶稣在这里讲的贫穷的一个重点呢？
What's the main point of Jesus' point on poverty here?
这个贫穷不是指着你物质上啊有钱没有钱的那个贫穷。
This poverty does not mean your material poorness.
不是指着你经济上的光景。
It's not your financial status.
这个穷乃是指着心灵里面、灵里面贫穷的人有福了。
This poverty is mean that you're poor in spirit.
他告诉我们的这个神。不赐福人。
You tell me, God does not bless people.
就因为他是穷的，物质上面贫穷的，神就不祝福他，不是这个意思。
The scripture didn't say that when you are materially poor, God will not bless you.
这里说的这个贫穷是指着在灵魂上，在属灵上面，他们是穷的。
This poverty means that you are spiritually You're poor.
他们看见他们属灵上面是没有任何的力量，没有任何的资源的，去得着神的喜悦的。
And Jesus said that they are, you know, spiritually poor. They did not get any power.
明白神对人的喜悦，神给人的救恩， 不是凭着你做多少好事，你行义行善行礼啊，做礼拜做多少，神来喜悦我们的。
God's grace on us does not depend on how much you have done.
主耶稣在路加福音第四章给我们看见，当他三十岁回到在他的家乡里的时候。
And Jesus showed us that in Luke chapter 4 when he came back to his hometown.
那是他的家乡。
That is hometown.
啊，有他的邻居、朋友、亲戚在那里。
They are their neighbors and relatives.
啊，是耶稣长大的地方。
This is the place where Jesus grew up.
耶稣三十年长在那里。
And for 30 years, Jesus lived there.
要开始服侍了。
And he started to serve.
啊，他说主的灵在我的身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed.
耶稣乃是引用以赛亚书先知的预言，在以赛亚61章的里面啊，第21节，耶稣把这段话引用出来讲给拿撒勒人他的家乡的人听。
Jesus was referring to the scripture from Isaiah verse chapter 61, and he taught and then used this to talk to the Israelites.
他说这经今天应验在你们耳中了。
He said that this scripture is now you can see it.
意思是什么呢？
What does that mean?
拿撒勒人啊。
Lazarus,
你们是贫穷的。
And you are poor.
啊，你们是啊，这个瞎眼的。
You are blind.
你们是被掳的。
You are a captive.
啊，你们是受压制的。
You are oppressed.
哦，当时家乡的人听见耶稣这样引用圣经，然后来应用在他们身上，他们什么反应呢？
What did the people in these hometowns of Jesus react when they heard this?
路加四章二十八节说，会堂里人听见这个话，都怒气满胸。
In Luke chapter 4:28, all the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this.
他们生气了。
They angered.
啊，他们觉得被冒犯了。
They feel like offended.
耶稣说他们是穷的。
And Jesus said they are poor.
啊，耶稣说他们是瞎眼的。
Jesus said they are blind.
啊，这些人是跟耶稣一起长大的。
What is people actually grew up with Jesus?
啊，耶稣，这凭什么？你说我们是贫穷，凭什么你说我们是瞎眼的呢
？And then how could you say that we are poor and we are blind?
所以他们怒气满胸。
So they are really furious.
他们要把他从家乡有一个悬崖，从悬崖那里把他推下去，让他被杀死。
They want to throw Jesus off the cliffs in their hometown and want to kill him.
所以路加四章二十九节就起来撵他出城，他们的城是造在山上，带他到山崖，要把他推下去。
In Luke 4:29, they got up, drove him out of the town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, in order to throw him down the cliff.
这个是个真实的事情。
This is a true story.
我已经带弟兄姊妹去以色列去了十几次。
I have actually took a lot of brothers and sisters to Israel many times.
啊，每一次我要带他们来看一看这个地方。
Every time I took them to this place.
耶稣却从他们中间直行过去了。
And Jesus walked right through the crowd and went on his way.
那个地方就是这样子。
And this is the place.
啊，他们把耶稣带到这个山崖，要把他推下去。
And they took Jesus to this cave and want to throw him down.
啊，底下就是耶斯列平原。
And what below is the plain of Israel.
Jezreel.
Jezreel.
那么耶稣要他们要把他推下去，耶稣就回过身来从他们中间直行过去。
They want to push Jesus down the cave and Jesus turned back and just walked back.
因为这些人不以为他们在属灵上面是贫穷的。
Because these people didn't think that they are spiritually poor.
啊，他们不喜欢人说他们穷。
They don't want people to say they are poor.
啊，不喜欢他们是被压制的。
They don't like people to say they are oppressed.
第二十节，耶稣举目看着门徒说：“你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。”
In verse 20, he said, looking at the disciple, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God."
这个贫穷，英文翻译成 poor， 啊，希腊文啊是 potatoes，
and the Greek of poor is pretentious.
什么叫做贫穷呢？
What do you mean by poor?
这个贫穷是心里面觉得说很没面子。
This poor means that you are mentally you feel like
很丢脸。
Not worthy, yeah.
退缩了。
And you kind of pull back.
萎缩。
And you wither.
你像的什么呢？像的一个在街边跟人讨饭的乞丐一样。
And just like a beggar on the street.
当你讨跟人讨东西的时候总是低着头的。
When you beg for things, you have your head down.
主耶稣说，我们如果在神的面前要蒙福，我们要认识我们属灵上面就像一个乞丐一样，那样的贫穷，那样的有需要。
Jesus said, if you want to be blessed, you have to behave spiritually like a beggar.
这幅图画可能你们都还看过，都记得。
Maybe you have seen this picture.
主耶稣在路加福音第十八章那里讲到有两个人祷告。
And in Luke chapter 18, there was a story about two men praying.
在你的右手边的那一个是法利赛人，他在那里祷告。
And the right hand side is the Pharisee. He prayed.
事实上，第十八章十一节讲说法利赛人站着是自言自语的祷告。
And in verse 18, the Pharisee actually prayed to himself.
他不是向神祷告。
He didn't pray to God.
他是自己在那里说话。
He's just talking to himself.
他很有自信。
He was confident.
他孤芳这个自赏。
He's self-appreciating.
他说我不像这个人。
He said, I wasn't like this man.
我一个礼拜禁食两次。
I fast two times a week.
我不晓得你们多久才禁食一次。你信主以后有禁食过吗？
I wonder if you have ever fast after you believed.
凡我所得的，我都献上十分之一。
Whatever I have, I offered a 10%.
我们献十分之一吗？
Did we send your tithe?
他在那里自我感觉良好。
He feels very good about himself.
他手上带着经文的这个袋子。
He has some band with the scripture on his arm.
头上还绑着经文的夹子。
He have things on his head with the scriptures on it.
他在那里向神夸大夸大他自己。
He was boasting before God.
那旁边呢是一个税吏。
And the other side is a tax collector.
这个穿红衣服的。
And the one on wear red clothes.
那是犹太人看为是卖国贼的。
It's kind of like a traitor among the Israelites.
因为他自己是犹太人，可是却替罗马政府收税。
Because they are indeed Israelite, but they work for the Romans to collect tax.
所以当时的人看这个税吏就跟娼妓这个犯淫乱的人一样，有罪的。
So they view the tax collectors like prostitutes. And sexually immoral.
所以呢，他在人面前呢是抬不起头的。
So they actually are very they not confident among people.
总是低着头。
They always lower their head.
然后呢，在那里他说：“神啊，求你开恩可怜我吧。”
He said, "Lord, have mercy on me."
他在那里捶胸。
Hitting their chest.
谦卑的在神的面前求神可怜。
They humble before God and ask for forgiveness.
所以耶稣给我们看见那个灵里面贫穷的人，就是心灵里面来到神的面前，看见自己何等的羞愧，何等的有需要。
The spiritually poor people, they look at that they have a need inside.
犹太人不这样看自己的。
The Israel does not look at themselves like this.
他们认为他们是神的选民。
They think that they are the people chosen by God.
他是神属灵上面的精英。
They are the spiritually elite.
他们做好事行善，赚取他们的公义。
They did great things so that they earn their justice.
耶稣说他们是贫穷的。
But Jesus said you are poor.
耶稣说他们是瞎眼的。
Jesus said you are blind.
因为我们没有一个人能够行善到一个地步，完全一点罪都没有，完全百分之百符合神自己的公义圣洁。
But we cannot be 100% holy just by our deeds.
所以来到神的面前，如果我们真是看见我们一辈子就是信主，就是来做礼拜，就是来敬拜，就是读圣经， 我们发觉我们离开神自己所说的那一个圣洁公义是神自己的生命，我们还差得很远很远。
Maybe we are a Christian for our whole life. We did a lot of things, but we are still far away from the holiness that's set up by God.
如果你这样承认呢，主说你是有福的。
If you admit this, and Jesus said you are blessed.
神的恩典、神的怜悯、神的喜乐、神的盼望都要加给你。
And God's grace and God's joys and God's hope will be given unto you.
这个世界越来越乱。
And this world is becoming more chaotic.
战争、
wars、
仇恨、
hatred、
种族的分裂、
and racial separation，
都因着人对自己感觉好。
Because of， sorry,
觉得说啊，我知道的比你的好。
Because people feel that I know more than you。
啊，所以我们看见这一切都是在神的面前那一个自大，那一个骄傲。在神的面前，那是一个自己觉得自己很有福的光景。
Because we feel good about ourselves and become arrogant and proud.
最后所带下来的就是毁灭，带下来的就是整个的世界的不安。
What bring to us is destruction and
insecurity. 那么我们在神的面前，我们看见第一个福在神的面前的光景，那个态度。就是贫穷的光景。
The first blessing is actually poverty.
第二个乃是饥饿。
The second blessing is hunger.
饥饿的人必得着饱足。
Blessed are you who hunger now.
那么再一次的，这里所讲的饥饿，也不是指着我们身体上的饥饿。
And again, this hunger does not mean our physical hunger.
这个饥饿乃是属灵上面的。
This hunger is spiritual.
什么叫做饥饿的人有福呢？
What do you mean by blessed are you who hunger?
我们发觉说那是指着像诗篇四十二篇第一节大卫所说的那个态度。
That actually referred to what in Psalms chapter 42.
神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O Lord.
诗篇六十三篇四十二篇第二节，他说：“我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢
？”My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God？
然后在诗篇的六十三篇的里面讲到说：“干旱、疲乏、无水之地。
”In Psalm 63, he said, the land of drought.
无水之地啊
，the land without any water，
那就是在一个旷野的光景。
It's in the wilderness。
我们知道以色列这个地方呢，大部分是这个山地。
We know that in Israel most of these are hills。
整个的以色列只有一条河，大河，只有其实是一个小河，只有一个淡水湖。
In Israel there's a main river and there's a lake with fresh water.
当大卫逃避扫罗的追赶的时候呢，他逃到隐基底这个附近。
When David was escaping from Saul, he stayed in this land called Ein Gedi.
那么这个隐基底呢，就是一个旷野的地方。
This place called Ein Gedi is actually a barren land.
事实上就是个沙漠的地方。
It's a desert.
那么在这里呢，他说这个如鹿渴慕溪水。那么我们在那里看见的是有这样的一个羊，叫做 Ibek。
And actually, when we see actually these animals called Ibek, they're looking for water.
在这个旷野，动物在那里跑的时候呢，它会渴的。
When the animals are running on this land, they will feel thirsty.
它最盼望能找到水，能解它的渴。
They really are looking for waters to quench the thirst.
所以我们几次去以色列的时候呢，就看一看大卫逃避扫罗所躲的那个旷野。
And for many times we were in Israel, we kind of looking at the place that when David escaping from King Saul.
走在这个又热又干的地方，最盼望能够找到有水了。
And we walking on this land of dryness, and the most you know, valuable thing is to get the water.
所以在隐基底那个地方呢，这个隐这个字 ，ein 这个字就是泉水的意思。
And this figure in Greek, this means actually means spring.
啊，在那里我们找到这个大卫泉。
We find the spring of David.
啊，我们能够在那里呢喝这个泉水。
And we can drink the water from the spring.
这就是大卫在诗篇六十三篇第一节说：“神啊，你是我的神，我要切切的寻求你。”在干旱疲乏无水之地，我可想你，我的心切慕你。
This is what David says in Psalm 63. Say, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you. In a dried and weary land where there is no water.
啊，这种心灵里面的饥渴。
This spiritual thirsty.
啊，大卫在肉体上面有饥渴。
And David was thirsty in flesh.
这个动物在那里跑跑跑跑的时候呢，他自己身体上也在那里渴。
When these animals are running around, they actually physically thirsty.
看到了水，当然解他的渴。
And they saw the water, they will quench the thirst.
同时，这个动物找到了水，它就安全了。
And the animal feels secure when they found the water.
因为一路上他在跑的时候，他都留下来脚印子。
When the animals are walking around, they left their footstep.
当他看见水走到水里面去，他的脚印子就停了啊，就这个追赶的人呢就不知道到哪里去了。
First step end when they reach the water, so the people chasing them will not see the traces.
啊，你看见，所以水在这里所带给动物的，一面得着饥渴得着解决，一方面他也得着了安全。
So the water is not only quench the thirst, but it gives them security and safety.
大卫说：“我在圣所中曾如此瞻仰你，为要见你的能力和你的荣耀。”
David said, "I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory."
啊，大卫，他渴望在哪里能够遇见神呢
？David really hoped to meet God.
他能够在圣所啊，在那里能够遇见神。
He wants to meet God in the sanctuary.
他能得着神自己的同在。
And have the power and glory of God.
看到神，听见神，得着神自己的话，他的里面就有力量，他的里面就饱足了。
He feels empowered and satisfied when he meets God.
你记得玛利亚在天使向他报信，说到他要从圣灵怀孕生子。
When the angels appeared to Mary and said that you will bear a child.
啊，他在那里就赞美神自己的这样的应许。
And then she prays to God.
他说：“神呐，你借着我所生出来这个圣者，要叫饥饿的得饱美食，富足的空手回去。”
She said, "Through the ones you give to me, then you, the hunger will be full, and they have food."
啊，那么那些丰富的、富足的，结果他们却空手回去了。
For the riches.And the healthy one, they will left empty-handed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有一个属灵的贫穷，我们有一个真是承认，好像穷到一个地步，我们是破产一样的。那么我们在神的面前蒙福。
And we will receive the blessing from God when we feel like we are spiritually poor and bankrupt.
我们有一个对着神的公义、神的性情的这个饥渴，渴望能够遇见神，那我们是蒙福的。
When you have the longing for God's grace, then we'll be blessed.
耶稣说：“你们饥饿的人有福，你们将要饱足。”
And Jesus say, "Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied."
这个“饱足”这个字呢 ，satisfy 这个字，这个希腊文，我去查一下字典，告诉我们说，这里 kotazo。
The word, the Greek word of satisfy is kotazo.
乃是说到像动物一样，像羊一样，看见了在那里有牧场，看见那里有饲料的时候。他们就一直吃，一直吃，一直吃。他们不会像我们这个吃东西，我们会考虑的。
It's not shift is kind of feeding on the grass. They will not hesitate.
啊，我们吃东西呢，我们要小心，不要吃的太多，不要吃的太油，不要吃的太咸。
When we eat, we pay attention not to eat too much or need to eat too salty or too greasy stuff.
吃的太多，我们就 out of shape， 是吧
？When we eat too much, we will be out of shape.
但是动物不一样的，动物它就是看见了就在那饱足，在那里一直在那里享受，一直吃到它吃不下了，完全的这个不能再装了。
But for animal, they will feed until they really cannot do it anymore.
当我们饥渴慕义的时候，
when we are thirsty for the righteousness,
我们在神的面前一直追求，一直追求，到一个地步，我们的里面是饱足了。
And we pursue and keep on and longing for God's grace until we are satisfied.
诗篇三十四篇第十节告诉我们，少壮狮子还缺食忍饿。但寻求耶和华的什么好处都不缺。
In Psalm chapter 44, it says, "The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing."
诗篇二十三篇，大家都记得，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
In Psalm chapter 23, everybody should know this: "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not be in want."
上礼拜五在我们教会有台湾一个基督徒的团体，叫做展翅。二团来到我们中间演唱。
There's a Taiwanese evangelical group. They came to our church last Friday.
这些人是坐轮椅的。
These people are on wheelchair.
这些人是脑子生了病残障的。那个手就一直是这样的，这个姿势，身体是一直这样的歪的。再来到我们中间，一共有四位。
These people are handicapped in their body and the mind.
在人看他们非常的不幸。
And through the viewpoint of man, they are the unfortunate.
在人看他们的里面一定天天在那里怨叹，为什么我这样，为什么不能跟正常人一样。
And normal people may think that they will all be complaining all days.
他们坐着轮椅拄着拐杖，他们还可以唱诗，还可以跳舞。
They are sitting on wheelchairs, but they are still they happy and then sing.
那个脑子这个麻痹，小儿麻痹，然后就残障的这个是一个姿势，一天到晚是这样的一个人。他小学念的时间，起先学校不收他，后来他的妈妈跟他一起去在跟学校，因为他话都讲不清楚，很长的时间，最后才能够去念。
There are a few of them. They are paralyzed. They cannot even go to school, and then on their mothers kind of raise them up.
他妈妈要一个汤匙一个汤匙的喂他吃饭。
And their mother has to feed them spoon by spoon.
十八岁才去开始念中学。
They only start to study junior high school at age of 18.
为了能念学校，他妈妈就帮助他训练他自己要吃饭。
And their mother actually trained them to eat themselves because they need to go to school.
他身上很多的麻烦，我们普通人穿衣服很容易就穿起来。他当场的那个用拐杖那个姐妹叫他在我们大家面前看看他的生活怎么样困难，他就解一个衣服扣子。解一个扣子，要看看他要花多少时间。
They have a difficulty in doing simple things in our mind. They need to even take times to unbutton their shirt.
他要把全身的肌肉能够紧起来，然后让这个手能够慢慢到他这个地方来解扣子。一共花了十五分钟才解一个扣子。
It takes them 15 minutes for them to move the unbuttoned shirt.
在人看。非常的困难。
And it seems like very difficult.
六个月的时间，妈妈训练他。
For 6 months, their mother trained them.
最后一个训练，六个月时间才成功的，是他知道怎么擦屁股。
And then another task that needs also 6 months is how to wipe their behind.
那你看见他真的是有各样的困难。
And you can see a lot of difficulties among them.
可是他那天晚上。在我们众人的面前，他原来讲话都一直没有办法一个字一个字连着讲。
And he couldn't even at the talk continuously word by word.
那最后，他居然在台湾参加合唱团。
But he did join the kind of the choir in Taiwan.
他要全身的肌肉都绷紧了，然后呢，让喉咙。能够静下来，那个肌肉能够松弛，他在我们面前唱《Amazing Grace》。
He has to really put all the muscles and very intense effort to actually sing, but he actually they to relax his muscle, he can sing Amazing Grace.
这些残障的人，他们每一个人都考虑过，我死了算了，我这样子活太痛苦了，曾经想过。
For those who are paralyzed, they all thought about killing themselves.
但是当他们遇见主耶稣，当他们灵里面的贫穷真的在主的面前渴慕而追求主，主自己就充满他们，主自己就让他们成为蒙福的人。
But they first believe in God, then God give them the power, and God dwells inside them and give them hopes.
这个展翅二团呢，就是展这个发展的展，翅膀的翅。你们去 Google 一下，去查一下，然后看看 YouTube 上有没有他们的一个演唱，真的是很感动人。
You can search on YouTube to this group is 展翅二团 and it's really moving.
这些人今天靠着耶稣继续的追求，继续的满足，继续的饱足在神的面前。
They're pursuing God, they're longing for God's grace, and they're growing.
在以赛亚书里面提到，将来我们每一个人在神的国度的里面，我们还要继续的，在神的宴席中叫我们得饱足。
In the book of Isaiah, it says that we will continue to be blessed in God's banquet.
在路加十二章，耶稣讲了一个比喻，就说，这个主人呢，办一个宴席，然后呢，看见仆人们警醒，仆人就有福了。他说：“我告诉你们，主人叫他们坐席，主人自己束上带子，近前伺候他们。”
In the Luke chapter 12, he said, "It will be good for those servants whose master find them watching when he comes. I tell you the truth, he will dress himself to serve, and will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them."
耶稣说：“将来从东、从西、从南、从北，将有人来。”在神的国里坐席。
And people will come from east and west and north and south and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God.
原来在然后同席的有一个人就听见说，就对耶稣说，在神国里吃饭的人有福了。
When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the man who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God."
我们感谢神，这些残障的人原来他的生命中间，真的是没有盼望的人，在神的国里面，他们能够今天吃喝享受神的同在，享受神的话语给他们的力量，他们是有福的。
These people who are handicapped in physically, but they can feast in the kingdom of God and they are blessed.
所以我们看见第一个福是贫穷，第二个福是饥饿。第三个福是哀哭。
So far we heard that the first blessing is poverty, second blessing is hunger, and third blessing is weep.
这个哀哭的人有福了。
Blessed are the one who weep.
因为他们将要喜笑。
Because they will laugh.
这个哀哭，他们乃是看见自己，在神的面前不合，达不到神的那个荣耀，他们的里面哀哭，他们的里面哭泣。
People weep because they feel like they cannot meet the standard of God.
今天我们的世界上面到处人在那里寻求乐子，寻求欢乐。
In this world, people are looking for happiness and joy.
但是我们人很少在神的面前看一看我们自己的光景，看看神的心，神的荣耀。我们在神的面前里面有一个渴慕，有一个哀哭的。
But few actually weep for what they are situation before God.
我们人都要自己伟大。
People want to be great.
在我们美国今年这个竞选年的时候，
and this year of elections,
你看看这些竞选的人在那里告诉我们的，都是叫我们伟大。
And we heard that, you know, all these candidates just told us that we need to be great.
可是我们实际活在这个光景中间。
But we actually live in another circumstances.
你为着这个世代有忧愁吗？
Do you weep for this generation?
基督徒教会为着我们的这个环境，为着我们的国家有哀哭吗？
Did the church weep for this country?
不管哪一个政党公开的宣布同意同性恋，
and both of the parties actually publicly proclaim that they support homosexuals.
我前一个礼拜读的一篇报道，在美国各个州里面使用大麻的乃一些州是最多，哪一些州 等等，他那个比例啊，他都做了这个调查出来。
I saw the reports on, you know, what states in the United States they actually legitimate the using of marijuana.
哎，我看了很难过。
I feel very sad.
我们住的地方安全吗
？Is the place we lived safe？
我们呼的空气新鲜吗
？Is the air we breathed in fresh？
我们有没有在神的面前为着这个时代哀哭？为着这个时代属灵的光景，大家都追求在物质啊，伟大繁荣，可是多少人在心灵中间？就是能够向着神有这样的一个哀哭呢
？So do we actually wait for the spirituality of this generation？
主耶稣说：“我的灵，主的灵在我身上，他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫受压制的得自由。”
Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me." To proclaim freedom of the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind to release the oppressed.
主耶稣的话，使徒雅各也是一样的，在那里告诉我们：你们要愁苦、悲哀、哭泣，你们这样的话会变成这个要把喜笑变作悲哀，欢乐变作愁闷。
The disciple James also told us that grief, mourn, and wail change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom.
美国，我们每一个基督徒、教会、全世界，这个时代人需要在神的面前有一个哀哭，为着自己的畏罪、畏义、畏审判，自己责备自己这样的一个心，在神的面前。
In this country, we need to mourn for our societies and mourn for our own sins, and mourn for the justice of this world.
保罗说。依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
And Paul said, "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death."
但愿我们在主的面前活着，不单是为着我们自己啊，在神的面前得到一点神的恩典，得到神的一点爱。我们活在这个时代中，想到神的心。想到神自己所告诉我们的，什么是蒙福，什么是受咒诅，依着神的意思来忧愁。
Let's not just live for ourselves, love our own goods, but we think, things about, you know, what is the blessing, what's the curse, and you know how we can receive blessing from God.
我们天天的祷告，不单为我们自己、我们的家、我们的教会祷告，我们为我们的国家、为我们的世界，我们在神的面前悔改。忧愁哀哭来祷告。
Let's not just pray for ourselves, our family, but pray for the world and pray for the repentance of this world. And
这个俗话讲说，一个家庭里面常常在一起祷告的，会合在一起，会稳定在一起。
That's the saying that when your family pray together, you will stick together.
一个国家也是一样，不祷告的国家，不在神的面前哀哭的国家，没有办法合在一起。
It's same for a country. If a country they don't pray, they don't weep together, they will not stick together.
这个世界也是一样。
It's same for the society.
啊，世界的王就告诉我们说，你们就追求着这个快乐，追求富足就好了，不为着我们灵里面的光景，真实的在神的面前有哀哭有祷告，我们在神的面前不可能得到真正的祝福。
The world, the king of this world, just wants us to go for the wealth of our own self, but if we don't pray together and work together, we won't get the blessings.
所以好不好？我们开始啊，为自己、为教会、为这个国家、为世界，在神的面前，经常的有悔改，经常的有哀哭的这样的祷告。
Let's have the prayers of repentance and the prayers of mourning for this world and to pray for this country.
多一个人哀哭、贫穷啊，在神的面前啊，饥渴慕义，这个世界上面就多一份神自己的祝福。
The more prayers of repentance and mournings and thirsty for the truth, the better will this world.
我们低头来祷告。
And let us bow down and pray.
爱我们的天父，我们感谢你。
For Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天早晨，我们能够来到你面前来敬拜你。
So that we can come before you to worship you.
啊，我们领我们是诗歌的姐妹，告诉我们说，我们是一个被捆绑的世代。
And the sisters who led the songs and told us that this is a will of a captive.
主啊，我们承认我们的心思，我们这个人常常被你以外的事情来捆绑。
We always be bounded by a lot of things.
主啊，我们求你自己在我们的中间把你的话赏给我们，让我们看见什么是蒙福。
We ask you to give your words to us so that we know what is being blessed.
让我们真的谦卑我们自己，看见我们属灵上面的贫穷。
Let's humble before you so that we see the poorness in our spirit.
看见我们对着你自己的渴慕上面的稀少。
So we will see this, the insufficient, longing for your words.
更看见我们对着这个世界缺少真实的关心。
And let us know that we don't, our care for this world is very well.
主啊，求你让你的百姓看见你的话。
Lord, we ask that you let your people see your word.
赐给我们一个哀哭痛悔的心。
Give us our hearts that weep and repent.
我们真是像你的话讲的，我们为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
So that according to your word, we will, curse, we will be feel ashamed because of our sin and injustice.
主啊，我们愿你自己复兴你的工作。
Lord, we ask you to renew your work.
复兴我们每一个人。
And renew everybody.
复兴我们的教会。
And renew our church.
复兴我们的国家。
And renew our country.
主啊，求你自己做属灵的复兴。
Lord, we ask you to revoke our spirit actually.
好叫我们在你面前得着真实的福气。
So that we will receive true blessings.
我们这样的祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
And I'll pray it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.